Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating. Joining me today, we have Cornell men's tennis senior, Mirza Kliss. Thanks for joining me, Mirza.
Thank you.
So take me through last weekend's match against Princeton. You guys clinched the Ivy League title. What does that mean?
So it was a big match. Both teams were undefeated. Princeton was 6-0. We're 5-0. So it really came down to this match. The winner of this match was going to go to NCAAs. So we knew it was the most important match of the year. And we've been in a lot of really close matches. The coach did an amazing job putting us in a tough schedule and making us go through these situations. So we knew what was going to happen, and it was a big match. So we started with doubles. We won the doubles point, but we won 2 out of 3 doubles. We're in tie breaks. We won 7-5. We won just as we won our match. Jackson had match point. Jackson Bernstein had match point and won. And they won 7-5 in a tiebreaker. And throughout the season, whenever we would win the doubles point, that usually meant we would win the match. So that was a big deal for us. And then we knew after that doubles point that Princeton's going to come out firing in singles. And the fact is Princeton won 4 or 5 of their matches after they lost the doubles point. So they were pretty confident they could still win the match. Mm-hmm. So we knew it wasn't over. We knew we had to battle through in singles. And as the single started, all the guys were really on top of their game, playing as well as they could. Bernstein won right away to put us at 2-0. And then it came down to we needed one more win. And we had Jeremy Feldman at 4, playing close match, was set up. Evan McQuinn, a freshman who played at 6, he was a 3-0 breakup in third set. So it looked pretty good, but still, Princeton wasn't going to give up. And Feldman finally clinched it. We all jumped on, of course. We're so happy because that was what we worked for all these.
Absolutely. It's great to hear that joy. So where do you guys go from here this season? What do you have left and what are you looking forward to?
So we have one more match of Ivies. We are playing Columbia next weekend to try to go undefeated in Ivies and not share the title with Princeton. And after that, we're going to be practicing for NCAAs. We'll play first round. Hopefully we get third or fourth seed, so we can play teams between 17 and 35. But we'll see what happens. So we'll be just preparing for that match.
So when you're a freshman coming in here, you've had a lot of different turmoil in your career here at Cornell. Did you ever think by your senior year you'd be, chasing down an undefeated Ivy League title and going to NCAAs?
As an athlete, it's your dream to win your conference at some point in your life. And those things cross your mind and you want it, and it's what we've been working for. I just, coming as a freshman in, one thing that happened to us is the seniors, upperclassmen, instilled this work ethic in us. And they're a big part of why we are where we are today. Even though they're not on the team this year or were on the team last year, they really instilled this great work ethic that really helped us improve and win the title. And honestly, compared to other teams, we don't have blue chip recruits. We only have Jacklich as a 5-star recruit. We're usually 4-star recruits. So we don't get the best players, but we have the best work ethic compared to other teams. So that's what really sets us apart from other teams.
So I want to talk a little bit about your coach, Coach Bresky, who's, your third coach in 4 seasons here at Cornell. Can you talk a little bit about him, the culture he's instilled, and the success that he's had with this program in his first year?
He's a great coach. We have had 3 coaches. All of them were great coaches and very different coaches. But from get-go, you had this feeling about Bresky that he was very serious, and he knew at every point what he was doing. Every speech that he gave us, every talk he gave us, the way he motivated us, the way he runs the program. So he was assistant coach at Virginia. Obviously, they're number one in mm-hmm. country for the last few years. So he knows what they're doing. And then we got Houston as assistant, who also played last 4 years at Virginia and I think was undefeated in ACC. So we have a great coaching staff. What they do great job of, which I'm very impressed, is we're good at controlling things that we can control. So fitness, we're always one of the fittest. We go into a match knowing that we're a fitter team than the other team. So we won't cramp. And that's good to have in the back of your mind, that extra confidence that you're better prepared than other teams. and he does a great job with that.
So I want to transition a little bit and talk about you personally. You grew up in Bosnia during civil war and turmoil, and you end up here playing tennis at Cornell. Tell me how that all happened, and the contrast between then and where you are now.
Well, I started playing tennis kind of because of war. My parents wanted me to get out there, play some, do some activity that would get my head away from what was going on around me. And I watched, I believe, was Sampras was playing Agassi in one of the finals of a Grand Slam. And I said, well, I'd like to play that sport. And my dad brought me to the tennis club. We bought the racket. I started playing. And, you know, one thing leads to another. I got very serious about tennis, started playing more and more. And then when I was 16, I realized that there wasn't much of a bright future for me in Bosnia because the country, you know, recovering from war, it's very tough to succeed in those situations. So I wanted to get out. So I moved to Northern California my junior year of high school, went to Sacred Heart, finished junior and senior year of high school. And then I looked for colleges. I looked for a great academic institution, and I wanted to play Division I tennis, and I wanted the guys on the team to be a very close group of guys on the team, which is what I had in Northern California on my tennis team in high school. And upon visiting schools, I loved Cornell's campus. I loved the idea of that you could play golf in the morning, go gorge diving, which is not allowed, you shouldn't do. But there's a lot of things you can do here. I mean, our advisor, Don Greenberg, every year, he takes us out to his cottage house on the lake. We go for a swim. So there's tons of things you can do here at Cornell, which is why I ended up coming here. So.
Well, that's great to hear. I really want to thank you for stopping by. Good luck the rest of the season. Congratulations on an Ivy League title, and best of luck in the NCAAs.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching Sideline. Tune in next week. Let's go Red.